Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night. We're in Siman Nun. We're learning Hilchos Brachos. And we're up to Sif Yud Beis, if I'm correct. Quickly on Sif Yud Aleph, he said that if you have two, an orange and an apple, let's say, you have two minim that have the same bracha, so you're going to make the bracha on one and pater the other. You can't make a bracha on both, that would be a bracha sheino tzricha. There's halachas which one you make the bracha on. There's a list of priorities that make one more choshev than the other, and you make the bracha on the choshev one, and you pater the not choshev one. And if they're in front of you, even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who's very machmir in these things, holds you don't have to have specifically in mind that the bracha on A should pater B. But, you know, even if you don't have specifically in mind, but if it's in front of you and it's the same bracha, so it paters it, if it's in front of you. I wonder, you know, in Lomdus, I wonder if you would ask someone to have, let's say, an apple and an orange, and they make a bracha on the apple. I wonder how many people would describe it that they made the bracha on both. There's a thin line of lumdus here. You're really making the bracha on the apple. I'm not sure even how to describe it. I'm not sure. You're pattering the orange. You're not making the bracha on the orange also. Like you're making the bracha on the apple. It covers the orange too.
So you're making a bracha on the genre as opposed to...
No, but I don't think that's true. That's what I'm saying. You're not making a bracha on fruit. You're not making a bracha on both. And it would be a hefsek. I don't know. It would be a hefsek when you ate the first one. There's no such thing as a bracha on two things. I don't know. Really, there's a lumdus. Really, we only do more brachas. Maybe it's if this speak very precisely. I'm not. That lumdus means. There's a subtlety and there's precision here. Apparently you make the bracha on one. I mean, this is the lashon that the Rishonim use, that the Gemara uses. You make the bracha on one. The lashon is you exempt the other. Now that's a weird lashon, because that lashon would actually mean, well, maybe that's the, that lashon really means like you don't have to make a bracha on the other one.
For how long?
Well, there's dinim. If they're both in front of you and you make the bracha, so it covers it, and even for 2 hours it covers it.
If you had it in mind, then it's not there. Right?
If it's in front of you, you don't have to think to go eat it.
Right, but I'm saying...
No, you're planning on eating it.
Right.
You don't have to have in mind specifically that the bracha is on that also. But what I'm saying is that the lashon that's always used is that the bracha on A paters B. Really, it's a sort of a funny lashon. Because pater... It doesn't pater. I made a bracha. Pater means I don't make a bracha. But I think the lashon is very precise. Because it's not the pshat. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say I say, I read the Megillah and I'm motzi you. I don't know if you say that lashon. I'm motzi. I read the Megillah and I pater you from reading the Megillah. I don't pater you. You read the Megillah. I'm motzi you. You're mechuyev to read the Megillah. And I read it for you, and it's like you read it, and I was motzi you. I don't know if you use the lashon pater you. No. I don't know.
Shomei HaKohen is a whole different story than this.
So I'm giving an example, so that's my point. I think the words are used very precisely.
Like
why? You're not pater. Obviously, you're not pater. You're not pater for making bracha. But you are. That's the point. You're not, but you are. In other words, it's not the pshat, the bracha is directly on both. I'm not sure what the right word is. It covers the other one. I'm not sure what the lumdus is even. The bracha is on the apple, and it patters the orange. It covers the orange. I don't know. We have to learn Maseches Brachos and get into it. It covers it. But you see, I don't know. Okay. Not the time for lumdus now. But says, oh, now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds on this, no one's chaylik. So, and you don't have to have a mind specifically. But that's only if you make the right bracha. You make the bracha on the more prominent, the more significant, the more choshev fruit. And we'll be learning a list of priorities, Shemis Haminim, what you like more, etc. So if you make the bracha on the right one, then it patters the other one. But says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a chiddush, and no one apparently is chaylik. If you make the bracha on the wrong one, meaning the less chashuv one, then enechanami, if you specifically had in mind to patter the other one, it does. It's eight. I had a mind. So I had a mind, I ate, had an apple and an orange. Let's say the only factor is what I like more. I like apples more than oranges. But I made a bracha on the orange. So if I specifically had a mind to patter the apple, good. But if it was just sitting there, and we say like it's automatically covered, so says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when you make a bracha on the less chashuv one, it does not patter the other one automatically. That's a chiddush. No one's chaylik on that.
So then in that case, you would have to make another.
You would have to make another bracha. It's a tremendous chiddush, but no one's chaylik on that. If you, it ain't a bedin, as Lashon is, it's not logical. Uh-oh, where's that guy? It's not logical. It's not
compelling.
He calls it agav grora. If you didn't have in mind specifically when you made the bracha on min A to pata min B, right, then it's just automatic because it's sitting there, so it's automatically covered. I'm not trying to describe it. You really have to learn Gemara Brachos B'Iyun to really describe the subtlety here. Because there's three madregas. That means there are three madregas, not two. We said, that's for sure, your bracha is not a bracha on both. It's not a bracha on both. It's not a bracha on an apple and an orange. You're making a bracha on the apple. And you're pottering the orange. So we weren't sure how to describe that really in lumdus. But now it turns out there's another lumdus. There's a further subtlety. Because even when I have in mind beferish, it's called I'm pottering the orange. Right? I'm pottering the orange. But then there's a level where I don't have it in mind specifically. It's just sitting here. Now, you might be tempted to say that the pshat in that din is that even if I didn't have it in mind specifically, it's automatically that I had it in mind because it's sitting here. But you see, clear from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's wrong. Or else there wouldn't be, he makes a difference. If you make a bracha on the less chashuv one, on the wrong one, you had something, whatever the case is, you like apples better, and you decided you're going to eat the orange first.
Best for last.
What?
Let's say you want to save the best for last.
I'm not sure, because then you don't want to eat both now. There's another din that all of these dinim is only when you want to eat both of them now. Now, even if you eat them in tandem, one after another, I've always wondered about this, I'm not sure. Even if you want to eat them in tandem one after another, not like you want to save it for dessert, but you have a specific reason why you want to eat one before the other. Let's say, I want to have the tart taste in my mouth first. So that might be called, I don't want to eat both of them now, because I want to eat the orange first. So that's not a good example. For whatever reason, the case in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that you made a bracha over the less chashuv one. The other one, he says, is not covered if it's just sitting here. If you had a mind specifically, of course it's covered. But if it's just sitting here, what's his lashon? Ein abedin sheyiftar she'eino chashuv lechashuv derech grora. So it goes without saying, you don't have to be a tremendously huge lamdan to figure out that al karchach the pshat is, if it's in front of you, that it's not automatically like you had in mind. It would be automatically like you had in mind, then you wouldn't be able to make this chilek. So al karchach. So that means there's three levels. Like you could talk about it that you're making a bracha on both, which I don't think is logical. The lashon is always you're making a bracha on one and pottering the other. But then you have a further subtlety where you don't have in mind that you're making a bracha on one and patur the other, but it's automatically patur, sort of agav grora. Automatically it's covered by the bracha because it's sitting in front of you on the table.
So if you have a situation, you made a bracha on the apple, you got the orange, and you never ate the orange, okay?
So, no, I'm done. Because it was chal on the apple. It wasn't levatola, it was chal on the apple. So it wasn't levatola. Levatola means it did nothing.
It's not on both. Just the way you're saying, it's pashut that it's not on both, because if you drop the one and it gets dirty, you can't eat the other and
right. So now the question is, how do you do? So what does it mean it patters? And then I'm pointing out that the lashon patter is anyway a funny lashon, because when I motzi you in something, you don't say I patter you. Maybe sometimes you do. I don't know. You say I patter you from reading the Megillah because I read it for you, but it's not really precisely correct. I didn't patter you. I potted you from reading it again.
Okay.
I'm not ready to say that lashon never exists. Motzi, potter. It could be the word potter means I potter you from yechiyu because you.
Say you potter yourself.
Yeah.
Also. You can say potter.
Okay. Should we learn another sif? Yes. Dave, are we on? What? Okay. So let's learn another sif. Aval amem shnei minim. But if they're two different brachas, going pre eitz or pre hadama, or dover shebrachos or shahakol, aval gab debiyevet and birach al kulam shahakol, or shebirach al pre eitz or pre hadama yotza, right? Vikomo gom lechatchilo asulasus came. You can't make the klali bracha. It's not called a bracha levatola or even a bracha shein tzricha. You're not supposed to make the klali bracha if it's not the bracha that's specific for that thing. You're not supposed to get away with shahakol on all of them. Even though b'di'evit you'd be yotzei, but no. Ubirchas por priates kodemes. That's what you learn, but Lamaisa, if you like the other one better, then you make Bar Pri Adoma first. Or if it's Shivas Haminim, you make the Bar Pri Adoma first.
It's still not Motzi, the other. Right, the Adoma is not Motzi, the eighth.
Right. Ayin Lekam, Simenun Hei, Suv Dalid. Vafili Yesh Lefon of Yayin Vanovim, wine and grapes. And in Veratzo Lishtus Yayin Kodem, which he can do, Yayin is more choshev than grapes. Mavarik bar priya gofen, avol bishem umeskayv and lifted bebrachah lugam anovim yochol lepoltron. If he would have in mind specifically the pot of the grapes with bar priya gofen, he'd be yotzei, but he's not supposed to. Because that's not the proper bracha for grapes. Alichavish loy lifter as anovim. I don't know why he has to have in mind not the pot of the anovim. They lebarik kamalei and bracha musukenish he bar priya eitz.
Why is the other one Usser Lasso's
cane in
here?
I don't see the difference. Okay, let's stop here. Did you get the information?
I will.
Did you?
I will get it. I didn't do it yet. I was
so. You don't email me.
Huh?
You'll call me up.
I'll be talking to someone.
Yeah, if you email me, it's better. Yeah.
Okay, I'll email the Rob. The Rob will get it to. Okay, fine,
no,
that's fine.
As long as...